This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day for those people, if you're one of them, who believe that the Republican Party is over, it's through, its chances are buried, it has no future, it has no hope, to reconsider. Because there is a poll today, and I'm not talking about the polling that continues to show, a brand new Quinnipiac poll that shows that President Biden is not plunging in popularity. It's not that his popularity approval rating is wiped out. He still, as people point out, is receiving more approval for his job as president than President Trump did at this time. But he's definitely down. And down in poll after poll after poll, where the American people look like, according to most of the polling, they're just about evenly divided onto whether they approve or disapprove of Joe Biden. But this is a poll that nobody expected, and that there is no way that Democrats can spin as good news for them. Poll, 51% of Californians, that's a majority, want to recall Gavin Newsom as governor. They want him out. Now, it's not because Californians are so stupid that they confuse Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo. I don't even know if they have any polling on that. I think it would be kind of tough to find people. Yeah, we want Andrew to continue on the job. I mean, the New York Times came out with a big editorial today about Cuomo resigning. Now, Gavin Newsom is not going to resign. And the big recall election is coming up on September 14th, which you can do the math. That's soon. And again, given the fact that today we're looking at August 5th, the day before Barack Obama's birthday, okay, it is a real problem for Gavin Newsom that a clear majority, and a gap with 11 points, wants him out as governor. The way that this is covered in SFGate, headline: shock poll shows Gavin Newsom losing recall vote by double digits. The poll came from Survey USA and the San Diego Union Tribune, and it was also for the Los Angeles, it was involved for the Los Angeles Times, and newspapers in all the biggest cities. It actually was very different from a Survey USA poll that recently showed that Gavin Newsom was actually surviving the recall. And that's what's so peculiar about this, is the poll came from Survey USA and the San Diego Union Tribune, was conducted among 1,100 Californians from August 2nd to August 4th. It found that 51% of respondents were in favor of recalling Newsom, while only 40% wanted to keep him in power. The previous survey for USA Today and the San Diego Union Tribune in May found only 36% in favor of the recall, with 47% opposed. So in other words, back in May, in a previous poll, well, that was before there was a reality of campaigns opposing Gavin Newsom and calling for his disappearance. Now, see, part of the New Poll's other shocking finding, as SFGate reports, is a new leader on question two. Because there are only two questions on the ballot. One is, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom from office, or do you want to retain him? That's question one. Question two is, which candidate should replace Newsom if he loses on question one? And the new front runner in that category is somebody I'd never heard of. He's named Kevin Paffrath. And he is the most high-profile Democrat on the bottom of the ballot. And Paffraff received 27% support with Larry Elder, who was on our show this week. He had led three separate polls released in recent weeks, but he is at 23% support. The only other candidate with double-digit support was businessman John Cox with 10%. Okay, this makes it all the more important, even for people who are not sure of who they should support right now, to concentrate on supporting Larry Elder. I looked up this Kevin Paffrath, who I've never heard of. He had applied to the state of California to have his name appear as Meet Kevin Paffrath, because I think that's the way you find his YouTube channel. He's a real estate investor. He's a self-identified Democrat. He's 29 years old. He's not a serious candidate for governor. But I'm very glad that he's there, because the fact that he identifies as a Democrat encourages Democrats to come out and vote in this election. And if they like Kevin Paffrath, they'll vote to remove Gavin Newsom. So even if, a small percentage, a percentage of 10% of the electorate of Democrats actually want to remove Newsom, that could be fatal to his chances. According to this new poll, the Democrats oppose the recall effort, but only by 3-1. In other words, it shows about 30% of Democrats favoring the recall of Gavin Newsom, and that's why he is losing. Independent voters supported the notion of recalling Newsom by a ratio of 5-3. Republicans favor getting rid of him by 8-1. And all of that is fascinating, because what this new poll does differently is it doesn't try to focus on likely voters, people who have voted before, people who are certain they're going to vote. This is all voters in California. It's everybody. And in that specific situation where there are so many people who aren't even sure they're going to vote, given the fact that the people opposed to Newsom who favor the recall, according to every other survey, are much more likely to vote than people who think he's okay, he's fine with me. They are not likely to come out because he doesn't inspire that kind of loyalty, but the people who really want a different approach in California governance, that's a group of people who are likely to come out. So if you happen to live in the Golden State, or you know anybody who lives in the Golden State, this is a crucial election that could change American history. I'll tell you what else is shown a change in American history, and it's shown it in a very dramatic way. And just in the last 10 days, there has been a real change and a responsible change, and I think that folks deserve credit. People in media and people in our Congress of the United States, Republicans, conservatives, deserve a lot of credit for taking a more responsible view of the vaccinations and of the need to get a shot. For instance, Steve Doocy, who's been solid on this for a while, but he's the co-host, of course, of Fox and Friends, which is one of the most watched morning shows on cable television. In fact, I think it is the most watched morning show on cable television. This is clip 9. Steve Doocy pointed out that now children are making up 20% of those who are getting hospitalized for COVID. So what does that mean? What should that mean for us? And what about the ongoing divisions that still appear to exist among conservatives about what to do about the vaccines? We will get to that and to the apparent turnaround of many conservatives, not all, on the advisability of getting America what's called vaxxed up. Not masked up, vaxxed up. We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
You can't handle
The Michael Medved Show.
Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished. And join us October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I was listening to about 15 minutes of this garbage that you were spewing out today, so I thought I'd call it.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, you certainly can call in 1-800-955-1776. I'm talking about the changing state of the pandemic, and this is on my mind because I have heard from several sources, including one source very close to me, not in my own immediate family, but certainly in our closest friendship group, where parents, both of whom are fully vaccinated, grandparents fully vaccinated, where children, young children, below the age of 12, are COVID positive, and they're doing okay. Most children, and that is still the case, even though more and more children are coming down with the disease, most of them are not hospitalized or, God forbid, dying from it. But it's part of what we were talking about earlier in the show. Dr. Mark Klein at Children's Hospital in New Orleans said that a lot more children are being hospitalized for COVID right now. And he talked about that on MSNBC. And it's important that that information get out, it seems to me. Dr. Klein of Children's Hospital in New Orleans speaking in clip 10B. Jeremy.
You know, over the first year of the pandemic, it was said by some that children maybe couldn't contract COVID at all, that if they did, they wouldn't get sick. About 6% of the cases of COVID that were identified in the United States in 2020 were among children. But today, about 20% of new cases in Louisiana and really across the United States are occurring among children 5 to 17 years of age. This new variant, the Delta variant of COVID, is a game changer, and it seems to have a propensity for causing severe disease in children and adolescents. And so that's what we're dealing with currently.
Okay, for people who still think that COVID is nothing to worry about and masking in school is always a bad idea and a terrible idea and has to be fought against and should be illegalized as it has been in seven states. Seven states have taken the choice away from the schools and taken the choice away from school boards and taken the choice away from local officials, which is never a conservative thing to do, and have said that the states are going to just make masking illegal in schools. If 20% of the new cases, and there's a gigantic upsurge of new cases, if 20% of those new cases are now children, including very young children, shouldn't we take every possible precaution for those kids? Because he's talking about severe disease, too. Most of the kids are going to be fine. They're going to come out of it. But for those who are seriously sick, it's a serious matter. Here's what Dr. Klein says we need to do about it. This is clip 10C.
Certainly, if the child we're talking about is 12 years of age or older, that person should be vaccinated, just as every adult should be vaccinated. For children under 12, it's a little bit more difficult because there's only one group in the United States today that has a 0% rate of vaccination, and that's children under the age of 12. They're not eligible for vaccines. And so as a society and as adults, we need to protect them by being vaccinated ourselves so that we won't transmit the virus to young children. And I think if there were ever a time and ever a compelling reason to get vaccination, that time and that reason are right now. Beyond that, it's the tried and true approaches, good hand washing, social distancing, and masking up. Governor Edwards here in Louisiana announced a new statewide mask mandate just yesterday that pertains to indoor settings and applies to schools and children as young as 5 years of age. And really, that should be modeled across the United States. As kids go back to school, that's one of the best things we can do in the short term to help ensure that children will not become infected.
Okay, does that enrage you? Does that seem to you to be some kind of a fraud or a phony or somebody who's simply grabbing for power as the director of Children's Hospital in New Orleans, where they have a major, major COVID outbreak right now? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I mentioned before that Steve Ducey talked about this same change in the virus, and it's a very big change. It's a significant change. And I'm saying this not just because people I know are dealing with COVID for young kids. There are literally millions of families who are at risk with young kids right now. And this is what Steve Ducey had to say. This one not on MSNBC. This on Fox and Friends. Listen, clip 9.
In Arkansas, apparently about 20% of the people who are in hospitals with coronavirus, 20% of them are children. So that's one of the things they're obviously going to be talking about. There are a lot of kids under 12, cannot currently be vaccinated. But if your kids are over 12, you probably ought to get the shot.
Yeah,
right.
People are
or see a doctor, decide what you want to do. That's what usually people go to for medical advice, doctors.
I didn't go to a doctor before I got the shot.
Well, that's your decision.
Absolutely.
That's your decision. But I don't think anchors should be recommending medical advice.
Yeah.
Well, but a lot of people have been tuning into the show for 25 years to see what we think about different things. I think if you have the opportunity, get the shot.
Okay, good for Steve Ducey and for Brian Kilmeade too. But again, he's right to urge people to go see a doctor. But there's nothing wrong with somebody giving an opinion, especially when there are so many different opinions floating around. I also think it's very important that Republicans, for the future of the party, in other words, if all of the information that we're getting is correct, that basically things are going to get much worse unless we can actually raise the rate of vaccination and raise it dramatically. And actually, if it is true that the best thing you can do to protect your children is to get vaccinated yourself, which changes the likelihood that you will get the virus and pass it on to your children. Even if you do get the virus, the fact that you had a vaccine makes it less likely that you'll transmit it to those children. And that's why Marco Rubio, another conservative and another potential presidential candidate for 2024, he ran before, of course, in 2016, Marco Rubio, who's running for re-election for the U.S. Senate, said this, and it's got clip 12A. We will get to Senator Rubio and to false attacks on him coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event because their open border is endangering not just the people of Texas, but people all across the country.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox News. This is an attempt to tie border wall funding to the infrastructure bill under construction in the Senate is being rejected. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson trying to get the proposal adopted by the Senate, but his Democratic colleagues disagreed. President Biden signing an executive order today that points the U.S. auto industry toward electric vehicles. The order announcing that by 2030, half the vehicles sold in this country will be battery electric, fuel cell electric, or plug-in hybrid. According to Car and Driver, the average cost of an electric vehicle is just over $55,000. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Why they fought, we're taking a look at the events and the decisions that led up step by step to the American Revolution and to the war for independence. And part of what needs to be understood is that our forefathers in the North American colonies were different from their English cousins, partially because they so clearly understood the value of money. Now,
your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's no real argument about the fact that the face of the virus right now is changing, that children are more likely to get sick and go to hospital. There are several states, including states that are very much hotspots, that with the Delta variant have shown kids among the newly admitted to hospitals up to 20%. And now, in perspective, children over the course of the pandemic are still very, very unlikely to get sick and to die. Thank God, you could say. Among states reporting this, according to the CDC, of the 43 states that were reporting who were collected in that information, children were either 0% or 0.26%, 0.25% of all COVID-19 deaths. There were 7 states that reported 0 child deaths. And in states reporting, of all the children COVID-19 cases reporting, less than 0.03%, as 0.03%, of those child cases resulted in death. And that's good news. But it doesn't mean that things aren't moving in a different direction now,
and causing great concern to lots of parents and medical authorities and more. Let us go to Steve in Everett, Washington. Steve, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Hey, I've listened to you talk about this a lot, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I've encouraged some of my family members that are at risk to get the vaccine. But you're very confused as to why people are apprehensive about getting it. I happen to be in a very low-risk age group in health, so I don't see an emergency in my life necessitating me taking the emergency use only vaccine. So I haven't decided to get it yet. And so maybe as they move farther down the line, I might. Having said that, we're
I hope that you do. Hold on for a moment.
Okay.
And I hope that you do, but I do not believe that I am confused at all, because I have said repeatedly to people like you who are in a low risk group for getting sick and dying and getting seriously ill from the vaccine, that the reason that you would get vaccinated would be to protect people around you. And to protect
right.
the society at large. In other words...
So watch this, Michael. They've been coming out with this new Delta variant. And what they've been finding, the outbreak in Massachusetts, and there's other studies being done, that they've been finding that people are contacting the Delta variant with the vaccine. That's why it's called a breakthrough variant. It's breaking through the vaccine. It's affecting large numbers of those people. And those people are able to spread... Though they have the vaccine, they are able to spread the virus.
Yes, but they do not. They are not as likely to get the virus or to spread the virus as the unvaccinated. And even that situation in Provincetown, Massachusetts, which has gotten all this attention, does not indicate in any way that getting the vaccine increases your chances of getting the virus. That, of course, would be devastating if that were true. But it's not.
We'll wait and see, Michael, because, as you know, there was not a virus 3 years ago. Nor was there a vaccine 9 months ago.
You're right. But right now, the National Institute...
experimental.
It is not all experimental after 600 million people have gotten it around the world. And one of the things about this, about the FDA clearance, President Biden has spoken about it. All of the officials are saying that they want to go through all of the crossing the T's and dotting the I's and getting everything taken care of. But they are very likely by mid-September to have the official FDA clearance, especially for the Pfizer and maybe for the Moderna as well. Steve, I wish you luck and good health, and I appreciate your call very much. We're talking before the break about Marco Rubio. He was attacked by MSNBC's Chris Hayes, who said in a tweet that this is a really perfect example of the constant triangulating cowardice and whataboutism that's infected the entire Republican Party and movement. He can't just say, hey, get vaccinated. Have to find some way to own the libs. Okay, and then he posts with that Marco Rubio's impassioned plea that actually says, yes, please get vaccinated, and makes no attempt at all to, quote, own the libs. Listen to what Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, had to say. This is 12A.
The overwhelming majority of the people who are in the hospital are not vaccinated. The overwhelming majority of the people that are testing positive and are vaccinated are not going to the hospital. So what does common sense tell you? It tells you if you're vaccinated, you're probably not going to get COVID, but if you do, you're not going to get very sick. If you're not vaccinated, you're probably going to get COVID eventually. And when you do, it might be nothing, it might be really bad, and you might end up in the hospital. That's the facts. And you present that to people, and you talk to people as adults, as grown-ups. You present this information, and you allow people in a free country to then make the best decision for themselves and for their families. And you know what? People are making that decision. You've seen the vaccination rates surge.
Okay, and then he goes on to tell the CDC, 12B.
But instead, the CDC and a lot of other people spent the first 2 days here arguing about masks. Who are we going to strap masks on now? How are we going to force masks on people? Masks, you're not going to mask your way out of this pandemic. The only way out of this pandemic is to turn COVID into something no worse than a cold or a flu. We have medicines to do that. It's called a vaccine. And that's what we should be spending our time doing, trying to get more people vaccinated. Not by coercing them, not by threatening them, not by calling them names, not by making people angry at them, but by showing them the facts and the data. And eventually people will reach that conclusion in sufficient numbers. In fact, we're already seeing that happen. That's what we should be spending our time on. So the answer here is not masks. As I said, you're not going to mask your way out of this pandemic. The answer here is vaccines. Get vaccinated. That's the answer.
Could it be any more clear? How dare Chris Hayes rebuke Marco Rubio by saying he can't just say, hey, get vaccinated? He just did. And you posted it without watching it, apparently. I mean, really, come on, Chris. That's a ridiculous situation. I'll tell you another ridiculous situation. There's a local taxi company that is saying they won't take riders if they take a different position on vaccinations and masking. They won't take riders. No, they won't take riders who are vaccinated and are masked. Why not? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved Show. We'll get to our callers in just a moment at 1-800-955-1776. I mentioned a taxi cab company. It's in St. Louis, which is one of the real hot spots right now in terms of COVID infections, hospitalizations, and unfortunately and tragically deaths. But the St. Louis taxi cab company has rejected taking masked and vaccinated passengers. Now, I don't know how they would know the passengers were vaccinated, or do you want to issue a little card that says, no, I have not gotten my vaccine, so you can ride this cab company? Here's the owner of that company explaining the policy on KMOV Channel 4 in St. Louis. Listen.
After 16 years in business, Charlie Bullington is adding new rules for passengers riding with his company, Yo Transportation. No masks or vaccinated riders allowed.
We don't allow any type of masks in our vehicles. The second one, we're very against the vaccines, and we do not wish to have people in our vehicle that did the vaccines.
A requirement Bullington asks before he even picks passengers up.
I understand that the state of Missouri is one of the top 3 lowest vaccinated states, so I'm proud of all the Missouri people for standing against this.
He's proud of all the Missouri people for not getting vaccinated and putting themselves and others at risk. Here's more from Charlie Bullington, the owner of Yo Taxi Cab Company. This
for months, information gathered from the Centers for Disease Control show masks and vaccines are highly effective in curbing COVID-19, proven to save lives. But Bullington says his research, reading articles on websites like Truth11.com and The High Wire, both known to have misinformation, claim the vaccine puts him in danger, calling masks germ catchers.
Because of the what they consider the shedding process of them transmitting their germs to us, either by contact, whether it's a shake of hands, a touch.
I think Charlie's got the right idea.
Pat Hood uses Yo Transportation 3 times a week to get to dialysis. She supports Bullington's new policy and says she doesn't need a mask or vaccine.
I don't believe in it.
Why?
I think it's a bunch of hooey.
Uh-huh. She's undergoing dialysis. She is highly at risk. And she thinks it's all a bunch of hooey. According to the CDC, okay, the only figures we have, really, as of July 19th, there are a grand total of 4,072 vaccinated Americans who had been hospitalized with symptomatic breakthrough infections. That's 4,072 out of more than 161 million who have been fully vaccinated. That's a breakthrough hospitalization rate of less than 0.003%.
Mark Thiessen, in a column, concludes, that battle has been won. We may need boosters down the line. And if new variants emerge, mRNA technology can quickly be adapted to target and defeat them. The period when we were defenseless against the virus is over. It's time to live our lives again. And the only way to do that is not by banning passengers who have been vaccinated in your transportation company. Rob in Idaho, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
Hey, I was just curious, so on at what point do the vaccines become non-experimental and how much time do they give to assess that? I feel as if sometimes these things can be rushed due to the nature of what's going on. You know, and especially for children to get vaccinated. I mean, what kind of protocols and what time do they go
through? Well, children are not supposed to get vaccinated yet. They are still, frankly, running more tests on it. But basically, they have run literally hundreds of millions of tests. I know that the number of people vaccinated, I believe it could be more than a billion people already. And around the world. So they have run lots of tests on these vaccines. They are not experimental. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reports that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration officials, under pressure to swiftly grant full approval to Pfizer Incorporated's COVID-19 vaccine, are in an intense debate over whether the agency will make the decision this month, that's in the month of August, or stretch the timetable into early or mid-September. President Biden has said they will get full approval in early and mid-September. And what that indicates is that it says while approval in September would still be months earlier than the FDA's typical pace, some experts said it is too late to combat a further increase in cases they expect in the fall as students return to school. Public health leaders have been criticizing the lack of full approval for a vaccine, saying it's already being mandated by some employers, businesses, hospitals, and government agencies. If they are going to approve, why wait so long? Dr. Vincent Rajkumar, who is with the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, tweeted yesterday. He added, is there even the slightest possibility that mRNA vaccines are not safe and effective? I mean, Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine shows 93% efficacy through 6 months, as the company expects to finish applications for approval this month. The efficacy data came from a final analysis of the vaccine's Phase 3 study, which enrolled thousands of participants who received both doses last year, before it was made available to the wider public. In final analysis of the study, the Moderna COVID vaccines showed 93% efficacy, with the efficacy remaining durable through 6 months after the administration of the second dose. Now, that's why they may be asking for a booster shot. But see, the point about all of this would be that when people are so indignant about the idea of, like, school kids needing to get a vaccine before they go back to school, I'm talking about kids over the age of 12, and that's not happening widely, but it might. And the thing to think about is how many vaccines our children are required to take before they do go to school. Measles and chicken pox and other vaccinations. I have to get a tetanus booster coming up. But again, this is really not new technology. And people say, is it experimental? It wasn't experimental, it was an emergency authorization, because it was the only hope, really, to make a difference immediately in what was an emergency situation. There's an article that says that there are chilling new polls that show that significant numbers of Americans have ended friendships over disagreements about COVID-19. Is this you? And an even greater number say they've lost a friend or family member who died from the disease. YouGov asked respondents, have you lost any friendships because of differences in opinion related to the COVID-19 pandemic? Overall, 20%, 1 out of 5, said yes. 68% said no. Another 11% replied, don't know. They didn't even want to think about it. Now, who is more likely to lose a friendship over COVID issues? Republicans or Democrats? That's kind of an amazing question, isn't it? Wouldn't you think that Republicans would be more likely to lose a friendship because Republicans are more likely to be resistant to the idea of vaccines and resistant to conventional wisdom and basically the efforts by leaders of both parties, frankly. Now it's clearly leaders of both parties with people like Senator Blunt of Missouri and Mitch McConnell very prominently. Basically every leading Republican now has stepped up for vaccines. So why is it that Democrats are more likely to have lost friendships? We will get to that. We'll also get to the idea of, is it fair to charge higher insurance rates for people who haven't gotten their vaccines yet? We will be speaking to Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal on that, and also covering more about the real lasting impact of the COVID pandemic. Is it too soon to analyze that for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.